Well, hot damn, folks, good morning. This is Big Daddy coming at you. Today is Thursday, November, is it 9th? It is the 9th, huh? And I know a lot of folks are already flipping out, talking about, oh my God, it's almost end of the year. Excuse me. It's almost the end of your year, not my year. My year ends, as I said before, my year begins and ends on my birthday. That way I have enough time to really focus and get shit done, because that, I don't know, it just feels more real to me when I do stuff like that. It feels more, how can I say it? Let's get magical about the shit. It feels more manifested. Feel me? I know a couple months now? It is. Been a couple of months. I did a little podcast on manifesting real quick and turned out to be pretty good. Some of y'all liked it. Thank you. Thank you for the likes, man. It was a lot. And since then, a lot has happened. I'm working at a new job until my license comes in. I put it out there in the universe. I did what I said what I was going to do. I was going to match my vibe according to my needs and wants. And it worked. See, when folks tell you about manifesting, they say just throw it out in the air, you know, and you just got to, you know, the universe will do its thing. I've been studying more about manifesting, and it's true what I said before in the last podcast about manifesting. You have to be in the place and space in order to receive all that. So, for instance, let's say you want a new career. You want something because, you know, you're tired of your old job. And you throw it out there in the universe like, okay, you know what? Hey, let's try this manifesting shit. I want a new job really, really bad. But are you in the vibe for that? Are you in the vibe that you want something new, or are you just tired of your old job? And that vibe that you have right now is that of anger and regret and resentfulness and stuff like that. I've done that before. I've wanted new jobs and stuff like that. I wanted something new, but I was in that funk. I didn't try to, you know, meditate. That's the word I was searching for. I didn't meditate. I didn't try to get good with myself. I didn't try to change up my vibe. I didn't try to change up nothing. So when I did, all that good stuff that I wanted started happening. It's all the good stuff that I want now in my life. Like, for instance, I wanted to write more. I want to get back to the root of what I wanted to be in this life. Was the best damn writer. I really want to be one of the top 100 writers in this world. And so lately, I just told myself, write, Philip, just write. Put yourself in the space. Close yourself off to the world. Put some good vibes in yourself. You know, listen to some music. Listen to some comedy. And for me, I found what raises my vibe is comedy, laughing. When I start laughing my ass off, man, everything goes away. Does it kind of change the mood of what I want to write? It does a little bit. No lie, it does. It makes me look at it from a different angle, because some of the stories I write, you know, they're like more grounded, the more real time, you know, what's going on in the world. I have done some fantasy stuff, but at the time it feels very dark. It feels very like, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to fuck you up and all this other stuff. But when I raise my vibe up, when I laugh and do all that stuff, like I just said, it changes the story. It changes how I look at the characters. It changes how I look at the world. Everything. And it feels better. The words flow. Everything comes out more naturally. Everything's fun. There you go. That's the other word I'm looking for. I'm sorry. I know it's early in the morning. It's like 5 something. And I'm over here waiting for the boss to come so we can open up and do our thing. But back to the writing, back to manifesting. Find what works for you to raise your vibe in order to get you in that spot where you want and can receive those gifts. Okay. If you say like you want $1 million, what does that feel like to you? Do you just feel like no change happened? Did you feel like some kind of vibe come on? Did you feel some kind of energy shift? If you didn't, say it over and over. I want $1 million. I want $1 million. I want $1 million motherfucking dollars. Something. Get you. Like when I said that right there, that last one, I felt like a little energy shift. I'm like, ooh, I want $1 million. And see, when I say it now, I'm like, my body tingles. I love that. I hope it happens. I want $1 million. You know, I hope you know what I mean, folks. Get yourself in a spot where you can receive those gifts. You know, say your prayer. If you're religious, say your prayers. No, ask God to remove all that from you that no longer serves you. If you're spiritual like me, grab that sage, grab that Palo Santos, burn it, wave it around you, and ask your spirits, hey, take away from me that no longer what no longer serves me. I do it all the time, man. Sometimes I'll just go walking in the woods. Meditation doesn't mean that you have to sit your ass still, cross-legged, all that shit. No. Go for a walk. Hug yourself. Tell yourself that you love you. All that good stuff. Do what you got to do in order to make sure that you raise your vibe up. That way you can receive those gifts. And when you receive those gifts, I'm telling you, man, it's going to work for the best. Feel me? You better. All right. Boss Lady is here. And it is time for me to go to work. Now she's sitting here looking at me like, okay, who the hell is this? You know who I am, Heifer. Come on. It's cold out here. You over here lollygagging. So, folks, I love you all. You take care. Maybe I'll be back later on to talk a little bit more about this. Cool? Actually, you know what? I will. So I'm going to do some editing. I'm just going to put this on pause, and I shall return on my lunch break because this is good. Peace. All right, your boy is back. I'm finishing this up. I'm on my lunch break right now. Stuttering the shit already, but it's been a good day. Right now it is. What time is it? 10:51, and I have to say that I'm blessed. Okay, I am blessed. I have a friend who hooked me up with the job, slinging coffee, and I ain't gonna lie, I'm having fun. It is. A lot of folks are starting to come in, and we were worried about that for a little bit, but in the local paper, they put a little article in there about us. So we've been getting a lot of people who said the same thing. Yeah, we seen you guys on the newspaper. We saw y'all on Facebook, and nice to meet y'all. Well, thank you for coming in. Nice to meet you, too. You know, it's been fun. We've had some people who try to order Starbucks drinks, and I'm like, no. Our menu's right here. We can't slang all that. Honestly, we have 7 drinks with 2 different variations, a hot and a cold version. And I'm so glad. Oh, I'm so glad. Well, we were Barnes & Noble Cafe over here first, trying to learn every single damn recipe was a pain in the ass, folks. I'm telling you, for all those who are listening too, if you slang coffee, if you work the Starbucks or someplace, you know exactly what the hell I'm talking about. Man, all them syrups, all the milks, all the different kind of variations. I was like, man, okay. Does anyone order drip coffee anymore? I mean, we got some good drip coffee. And it's just a strong. I already had my cup today, and I'm not going to lie. I'm like, yes, times 1,000. I don't want to scream into the microphone because people are walking by. They're looking at me as I'm sitting here in my car talking, doing the podcast, and it cracks me up. It's hilarious. They're sitting there looking at me like, what is he doing? Well, what I'm doing is doing a podcast. If you want to join in, let's talk. But I don't know, folks. There's things that happen in life where we have absolutely no control over. But at the same time, there are certain things if you ask for in life, and if they come true, or if you see things start happening in a way where you're like, okay, so why is this happening? Somewhere along the way, you manifested a new life, a new beginning. I did the same thing. I knew that eventually my hands were going to give out from doing massage, and I didn't want that to happen. I wanted to keep doing this for as long as I could, but from years of fighting, misuse of my hands and my arms and shit like that, just different things I've done over the years, construction, like I said, all the fighting and, you know, in the bars and shit like that when I was bouncing and different things, it's caught up. I didn't expect it to catch up this damn fast, but it did. And the bad thing about it is when I wanted a new life, when I really wanted to try something new, I really feel that energy just manifested in a way where, all right, if this is what you want, this has to happen. So when Arizona introduced the new background check law, and when all the shit started piling up against me, but they started finding when they started finding all like the old charges and stuff, I was like, okay, So I can't do massage right now. I have to fight to get my license back, which I'm fighting right now because I do have to have some kind of income coming in order to make sure I keep going with my riding, which I have been very proud of myself. I've been going 5 days straight riding. And that's a new, I ain't gonna lie, that's a new level up for me, because usually I'll write 3 days and I got other shit to do. And then sure enough, I stopped writing, but I've been going 5 days in, and I'm proud of myself because this story that I'm working on right now, I really want it to kind of, I'd say it kind of manifested itself, but it's weird. I really wanted this life of writing and podcasting and stuff like that. And so life interfered and started showing me, okay, this is what you need to take care of. This is what's getting taken away from you. This old life that you knew is going away. This new life that you want, this is what's happening. Any objections? I'm like, nope, no objections. Because when I do object, I go back to an old life that I was miserable in, and I can't keep doing that. So, universe, thank you. To all my people who've been helping me along the way, trying to get good with myself, thank you. You know who you are. I ain't got to drop no damn names. You know exactly who you are. Thank you so much for being patient, being loving, being kind. Especially being kind, because I know my temper tantrum sometimes. I'm calling it what it is, folks. They were temper fucking tantrums. That's exactly what the hell they were. I can't argue about them either. They can't, and they can't either. So thank you for being there. It's been rough, tough, all that shit. Thank you to my mom for putting me up, man. She didn't have to, but she did. And I'm that's why I'm blessed. I'm grateful, because she could have said, nah, you can't come in my house, motherfucking. We're too different. We can't cohabitate. And honestly, I love my mom, but even she knows we can't cohabitate because we're too much alike. We got similar personalities. And, you know, when two people like that come together, sometimes it can work, sometimes it can't. But I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for everyone who's been here and who's supported me. Especially, like I said, especially the universe. It's given me the opportunity to step into a new life where I've always wanted to be a writer. And I am a writer. I've written 3 poetry books, 1 very, very, very short story book based on my life. And I'm going to rock this shit. I'm just sorry that, you know, my hands are giving out and didn't take care of myself a hell of a lot better. But you know what? When you're younger, what do? You know, my life has just been one big fucking experiment, and I wouldn't want it any other way. I've done drugs. I've been an alcoholic. I've gotten in trouble. I've gotten myself out of trouble, and all this stuff I feel is just manifesting itself because it's just time to move on. And thank you for listening. Speaking of moving on, because I was looking at the clock like, oh shit, I got to get back to work. Thank you folks for listening. I love you. And if you guys have any questions about anything, keep hitting me with them questions, man. I love it. You guys email me, you know, in the links below. The link is below. You can email me at my email, or go to my Instagram. Instagram link is below too. And whenever I do my ask me a question, some of y'all be asking me some good questions. I can't get to them all. Some of them, I'm not going to lie, I don't want to answer, because y'all be... Some of y'all some damn perverts. So I got to say, some of y'all some damn perverts. And I'm not going to answer some of that shit on air, because the way YouTube and the social media now is blocking everything that they feel is inappropriate. Even if you say one word, they fucking shadow ban you somehow, some way. Or me, I'm not monetized yet, so they can't take no money from me. But I love you all. Thanks for listening. Keep tuning in, because I got some more good shit coming down the pipe, because I'm going to start, let's just say something new is coming, and I want y'all to be on this journey with me. Cool? I love you all, and as always, mwah! Peace!